This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's the end of an era. CBS says The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will air its final show in May.
The company says it will retire The Late Show franchise and calls it purely a financial decision. Colbert broke the news to the audience during Thursday's taping.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's
Colbert has been at the helm of the show since 2015 and is the dominant leader in the late night ratings race.
I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Matt Piper, and CBS News, New York.
CBS says the cancellation is not related in any way to the show's performance or content. The House may vote late tonight on a bill that would cancel $9 billion in already approved funds. If it passes, the bill would cut funding for aid programs and NPR and PBS. CBS's Nicole Killian is covering on Capitol Hill.
Most of NPR's national programming will largely remain intact, but it's really these smaller, more rural stations that could really bear the brunt of these cuts.
If the House doesn't vote by tomorrow to claw back the funding, the money will be spent. After noticing swelling in his legs, President Trump has been diagnosed with a vein condition. Details on that from CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
The White House doctor had determined that the president had a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over 70 years old, that is known as chronic venous insufficiency. The good news, the doctor said, is that there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis.
The Trump administration has given ICE access to the personal data, including home addresses and ethnicity, of the 79 million people enrolled in Medicaid. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez on the likely effect of that sharing.
The consensus among public health experts and advocates is that this will deter immigrants in the U.S. legally and illegally from accessing critical care that they need, including emergency care.
The information will reportedly be used to track down people who may be living illegally in the U.S. Her publicist says Connie Francis has died. Included Where the Boys Are and Who's Sorry Now. She sold millions of records beginning in the 1950s. Connie Francis was 87. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you speed while driving, you have less time to react to whatever comes across your path. Another car could turn out in front of you. A large truck could brake suddenly. A pedestrian could be walking their dog, and you won't even have time to course correct. The speed limit doesn't just protect you. It protects everyone around you. So slow down, obey the law, and just keep everyone on the road safe. Speed catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La 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 la.
A school board near Atlanta has voted to install vape detection devices inside all middle and high school restrooms. The story from WSB Radio reporter Jonathan O'Brien.
The devices look like home smoke detectors, but instead of smoke, they detect chemicals found in vapes and e-cigarettes. Mike Santoro, chief operations officer for Marietta City Schools, says when these chemicals are detected,
it sends a silent alert to school administration, who are then able to tell by area and by the specific alarm where vaping took place on campus.
Officials hope the new devices encourage students to think twice before vaping. Installations will be completed before the start of school on August 1st. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
A key special teams player for the Philadelphia Eagles' first Super Bowl championship team has died from a rare and aggressive form of cancer. Brian Brayman was diagnosed earlier this year and underwent multiple surgeries in recent months. He died this morning. He was 38. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. Currently 59 degrees.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. street, and when the curtain was done,
Got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Chain gang, all day long they're saying, To catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Bon, 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 bon.
Sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide. sitting on a darker bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
No.
Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Let me around, and then worst of all,
that's all we never thought, baby.
me, no. But although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
I only is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz, the host of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, shocked his audience tonight, telling them CBS is canceling the show.
I'm grateful to share the stage with this band, these artists over here every night. And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here.
The last show will air in May. Colbert isn't being replaced. CBS is dropping The Late Show altogether. President Trump's been diagnosed with a vein condition. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says it's something people over 70 can suffer from.
When the muscles of your legs contract, they pump the blood up against gravity. And what stops it from falling back down is a series of one-way valves. As you get older, those valves become weakened, the blood falls back down, and then you can get varicose veins, you can get swelling of the leg.
Trump, in fact, had been experiencing swelling in his legs. President Trump is reacting furiously to a report in the Wall Street Journal tonight that he sent a sexually suggestive letter to Jeffrey Epstein in 2003 for Epstein's birthday. Details from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The letter from President Trump to Epstein, they say, included several lines of text in which Donald Trump said, "We have certain things in common, enigmas never age," and at the end said, "May every day be another wonderful secret."
Trump says the letter is fake. He says he told the Journal as much before they published the story, and on social media tonight, he said he's going to sue the paper and its owner, Rupert Murdoch. The family of Breonna Taylor says the sentence that federal prosecutors are recommending for the former Louisville, Kentucky police officer convicted in her killing is insulting. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The Justice Department says the former officer found guilty of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor should be sentenced to one day in jail. Brent Hankison was convicted last year after he fired several gunshots through her bedroom window during a botched drug raid in 2020. Hankison's shots did not hit anyone. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who helped Taylor's family secure a $12 million wrongful death settlement, calls it an insult to the life of Breonna Taylor and a blatant betrayal of the jury's decision.
The TSA may be getting ready to end its limit on how much liquid you can bring on a passenger plane. CBS's Chris Van Cleef says the agency may deploy CT scanners.
The promise of that technology when it was starting to roll out was that eventually we'd get to the point where you didn't have to take your laptop out. You didn't have to take your liquids out. You could have more liquids, maybe up to 2 liters instead of 100 milliliters.
The scanners are already in use in Britain. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
New research has found the administration's mass deportations policy could hit California's economy hard. KNX radio reporter John Baird has that from Los Angeles.
The study shows that mass deportations could strip more than $275 billion from the state's economy because undocumented immigrants make up 8% of California's workforce. Abby Royce is with the Bay Area Council Economic Institute. She says the biggest impacts